This exit interview edition of Rob Has a Podcast, talking with the latest player evicted from the Big Brother house, has a little bit of a different kind of sponsor. It's the Jordan Harbinger Show, which is a podcast that you really should be listening to. Jordan's show is a really good one. It's all about trying to improve yourself, and Jordan talks to a lot of great either celebrities that you've heard of that are really smart thinkers, like the Mark Cubans of the world, or talks to experts in different areas of expertise. There's an episode for everyone, no matter what you're into. The show covers a wide range of topics with weekly interviews with heavy hitting guests. That there was a really interesting interview that I listened to recently with Ray Dalio. He's an author, a really smart guy who has run investment firms since the 70s. I listened to his audiobook, Principles, all about leadership. He has a great interview with Jordan. I really enjoyed another episode that was all about how we make decisions as people. Just really interesting stuff that Jordan dives into with his guests. He also has episodes about how a professional art forger made millions of dollars being chased by the feds and the mafia, and all sorts of other interesting topics. The podcast covers a lot, but one thing is Jordan's constant ability to pull useful pieces of advice from his guests. You'll find something useful that you can apply to your own life, whether that's an actionable routine change that can boost your productivity or a slight mindset tweak that changes the way that you see the world. I really enjoy the show. I think you will too. Search for The Jordan Harbinger Show. That's H-A-R-B as in boy, I-N as in Nancy, G-E-R, on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. That's The Jordan Harbinger Show. Hey, everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino here, and we're getting ready for another one of our Big Brother 22 exit interviews. And so the way this is working here, of course, Davon Rogers, she is in the Big Brother jury house, but we were able to send in six questions to Davon last night, and we have gotten back our answers to our questions with Davon. So again, I will not be conversing with Davon one-on-one. What you will hear will be a recording of Davon, so I don't have the ability to ask her a follow-up question or spoil her on anything that will affect her jury vote. But that being said, with the theater of the mind, let's pretend that we are chatting now with Davon Rogers, who's on the line. Oh my God, Davon, such a thrill to have you here with us. Great job with everything on the season. We heard you in your speech last night talk about all of the black women who came before you on Big Brother. What point, as a viewer, did you realize that you wanted to follow in their footsteps?
Danielle Reyes is like the blueprint for me. Even though she never won, she is the blueprint when it comes to playing this game for me. Watching her play, I was just like, oh my gosh. And I often go back to her season to just watch her. She's so captivating in how she played the game, season three. And, you know, her strength, her will to be her, and just how unapologetically she was Danielle through and through. That's what made me excited. That's what made me say, you know what? There's a possibility that I can do this thing. So she definitely did it for me. And she still does it for me. Like, I know when this is all over, I'm gonna have to hear her mouth, because she's gonna tell me something. She always wanna criticize and critique me, but she does it with love. So definitely Danielle Reyes, 100%.
Davon, out of Kevin or David, who do you think has the better shot to go on and win the game?
Definitely David. I believe he's positioning himself in a way that he'll be under the radar and protected. Kevin, I don't know. Kevin is very smart And I do believe Kevin is going to attach himself to somebody. I don't know who yet, but he's going to attach himself to somebody. And Kevin likes to compare and contrast notes. And so I think he might start talking and that might get him, because someone's antennas are going to go up and say, oh my God, he knows too much. Or maybe he might go down because of me. Well, what did Davon tell him? What knowledge does he have from Davon? So I don't know. I'm really, really concerned about Kevin, but I think David is in an okay position.
All right, Davon. Here's what I want to know. After your experience here in Big Brother 22, if you had a do-over on your jury vote for Big Brother 18, would you still give your vote to Nicole?
Absolutely, 100%. I love this game, and I love the way it's played and the different dynamics of it. And, you know, everyone gave me so much mess about voting her over Paul, but you have to understand, one, she stabbed me in my front. He stabbed me in my back. And then also, like, everybody who came into the jury house said, I'm here because of Nicole. Some way their eviction tied to Nicole. And it was them, the people that came into the jury house, that told me in some shape, form, or fashion, Nicole played a part in their eviction. And then we get to finale night, and the question is asked, you know, Paul, why did you take Nicole over James? And so we find out that not only is Nicole responsible for all of these evictions, but she also convinced you to take her to the finals to sit next to you. It was no question. Let's give her the money.
All right, Davon, tell me, when you put Christmas on as a have not for this week, did you take any satisfaction out of that after she put you on the block?
Absolutely. I couldn't wait to make her a have not. I knew it was going to piss her off, but I knew it was going to make her mad, and I just wanted to see how she was going to react to it. But, you know, it's the game.
Day, what were the biggest differences between this season and when you last played in BB18?
I actually had fun this season. The last two times I played Big Brother was very stressful. This time was stressful too, but it wasn't as stressful. I came into this with a different mindset. The last two times was, I have to win this money. I have to make it far. I have to do it. It was so many layers that were attached on my back. This time, of course, I did want to win the money, but I focused on building relationships. And then I focused on the bigger picture of why I'm here and properly utilizing the platform. And so it was a lot more fun this time.
And lastly, Davon, after three times in the Big Brother house, would you come back to this house for a fourth time and play again?
You guys know I love this game. I love it so much. And I have yet to win. And I'm one of those people, I like to walk away on a high note. But I ain't won yet. So I ain't reached a high note yet. So I will play this game again and again and again and again and again.
All right, Davon, all the best to you off in the jury house. Say hi to Ian for us. Okay, there you go. Another exit interview with our evicted house guest. Next week, boy, we are going to have a lot. We're going to have potentially three people to talk to next Thursday. So be on the lookout for that podcast to drop in your feed on Friday of next week. Of course, we appreciate everybody who subscribed to the podcast. robhasawebsite.com/iTunes or robhasawebsite.com/BB podcast for our Big Brother only podcast feed. Of course, we still have a lot to do over this weekend. I've got a Talking with T-Bird coming up where T-Bird and I spoke with the general from Survivor Marquesas. Rob and Akiva need a podcast coming up this weekend as well. Taryn will be live all weekend long, just like he is every day at 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 p.m., 8 a.m. Pacific, I'm sorry. We'll have the Saturday Night Roundtable as well, and then I'll be back live after the episode to talk about everything on Sunday night, plus the slop coming up on Monday. So a lot to do this weekend. Thank you so much for listening. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.